Good morning. It's the Friday after Thanksgiving. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. First, hoping that you and yours, Alan, had a wonderful holiday. I know I'm thankful for my family and, of course, for the wonderful WAMC that keeps us sustained as we live our lives in this community.
And here we are on Black Friday morning. Nothing's on sale, unless, of course, somebody wants to say, okay, WAMC.org, I'll throw something in because this radio station is so important to me. And it is, because so many of you tell me that. Okay, let's move on. You know, David, this has been some political season. I've been watching CNN now. The gloves are off. CNN took its time getting there, but has been there for quite a while now. Tells the truth. They say basically Trump's falsehoods, Trump's falsehoods, Trump's falsehoods. I believe this is the time that American democracy has been tested more than at any other time. I can't think of a thing in history in which this country came this close to losing its democratic instincts and going to the fascist side. And it's extraordinary that Trump got as far as he did. You know, when I look back on this, I think of the way he got here. And the way he got here, everybody has a different theory. But my theory is it's all about TV. It's all about racism, too. You know, he got here because he was a TV figure, and people fell for that. They said, well, he must know what he's doing. Well, he didn't. He was a terrible president. He was not custodial in protecting the presidency itself. And what's worse is that he has undermined democracy in America by undermining our election system. Without any good reason or any facts, he says that there's been massive fraud in this election. Well, he has a lot of followers. Look, over 70 million people voted for him. And when he takes the props right out from under the American electoral system, which has been described by his own people as the fairest and best in the history of America, he does a tremendous disservice to all of those people who ran for state and local office as Republicans and won. He's not willing to say, okay, we won't have a do-over. He's saying we need a do-over, which means all those people who did very well, including in the United States Congress, where the Republicans took several seats, are at risk. So, David, this guy doesn't give a whit about the way in which the American people think about their democracy or their electoral system. And that's the way fascists always come to power.
We also heard the president say that he's heading to Georgia. Will that help or hurt?
Nobody knows. It's an interesting thing. There are those Republicans in Georgia who say, I'm not going to vote because Trump was robbed. Now, clearly, that's why Trump is going back down to Georgia, because if he doesn't show up and the Republicans lose those two Senate seats, he's going to be blamed for it. On the Democratic side, Georgia went for Biden because of turnout. And the question is, can there be a similar turnout on the Democratic side? Will people of color, for example, vote the way that they did in this presidential election? Can they be mobilized in the same way? Well, maybe because it's just so recent that it'll be something that they understand, that people who have not voted in the past will vote and say, this is for us, or whether they'll stay home. Right now, the odds certainly are the Republicans retaining their two Senate seats. Nevertheless, there are some encouraging things. Nobody really trusts the polls anymore, but the polls are showing competitive races. We'll see. But that Georgia election is going to be very important, because if the Democrats could win, you would have an even Stevens Senate, and the Biden forces could move ahead with a progressive or semi-progressive program. We're hearing Biden is committed to climate change revision, and that he's going to be more and more green, which most of his constituency can believe in. Look, let's face it. Biden's program is going to be a moderate program. He is not going to be way out in front of the American people and lose his mandate. So he will continue, as Andrew Cuomo does in New York State, to be a moderate and to play that role. And the big problem would be, if the Senate goes Democratic, to try to figure out how to keep the progressives at bay and not eliminate your chances of being reelected, because America is a moderate nation.
As the coronavirus cases continue to surge nationwide, we now see the Supreme Court weighing in, barring New York from enforcing certain attendance limits on houses of worship, Orthodox Jewish synagogues in Brooklyn and Queens. You and I have talked about this, as well as the Roman Catholic Church that sued over New York's restrictions on religious services in COVID-19 red and orange zones. But as Governor Cuomo says, the decision likely won't have any impact since both groups are now in less restrictive areas. He yellow zones. Nonetheless, 5-4, Amy Coney Barrett weighing in on this and the idea of religious liberty over public health.
David, the Chief Justice goes with the good side, so it becomes a 5-4 and not 6-3 as so many people had suspected. You know, David, we assume that this is going to be forever, but it won't, because as I've said so many times, the Supreme Court may not have term limits, but God does. Let me just say, here is a situation in which the governor of New York tries to protect people's lives by saying, if you congregate, the chances of getting sick will be so much worse. And yet you go ahead and you sue me, and you say, we would rather see people die than put limits on their congregation in a house of worship. It is beyond me how anybody who describes herself, because it comes down to one vote here, as a thinking, caring person says, okay, people, die.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, with us. As always, we're so thankful for our audience, those folks who are out there. We just want to take the time to say it. And to you, Alan, for all your service over the years.
Well, David, thank you very much for that. Wonderful news has reached us that our Ian Pickus and his lovely bride, Erin, have tied the knot. And we couldn't be happier.
Mazel tov.
Because, David, we are a family. And as a family, we all celebrate our Ian, a wonderful person who has done such a great job for us as the news director, and his wonderful bride become just another part of our family celebration.